You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Opportunity is
part of the community. The next idea.
A culture for innovation is a culture with a sense of destiny, a sense of that tomorrow is going to be better than today. That's what the word progress means.
It's the quintessential American success story. Three young black engineers leave a major technology corporation and form their own business and build it into an internationally successful company and eventually sell it. Today's guest on The Next Idea was one of those engineers who founded Telecom Analysis Systems over 30 years ago amid the challenges and promise of the post-civil rights era. Raised in Flint, he now works with entrepreneurs through his Detroit nonprofit, the Urban Entrepreneurship Initiative. It's a pleasure to say, David Tarver, welcome to The Next Idea.
Thank you. Glad to be here, Cynthia.
So as mentioned, you grew up in Flint. You went to Flint Public Schools. What were they like at the time?
Flint Public Schools, when I attended there, were some of the best schools in the country. We had people coming from all over the country and all over the world to see the Flint Public Schools in those days. And beyond that, Flint itself was a pretty prosperous community in the 60s when I was coming of age there. Had the second highest per capita income in the country. So, you know, I was fortunate to grow up in Flint in those days.
And you and your partners were working at Bell Labs, and then you decided, start my own company. Why did you want to do that, David?
Well, you know what? I decided long before I got to Bell Labs to start my own company. I really wanted to do that since I was a kid growing up in Flint. I saw the power of the auto industry, you know, a manufacturing town like Flint. You could see, you know, cars going out and money coming in. And I also was made aware of the electronics field by my father, who kind of did electronics as a hobby in the house. He fixed radios and TVs for people in the neighborhood. He did various electronic kinds of projects, had lots of gadgets. My older brother built crystal radios and, you know, built an electrical generator where we could shock worms out of the ground to go fishing, things like that. So, you know, I grew up with electronics. And then growing up during the civil rights era was a very empowering experience. It made me feel like things were changing, and I really wanted to see if I could not just work for a company but own and run a company. And so when I was, as I say, growing up in Flint, I decided that that's what I wanted to do. I went to Kettering University. At the time, it was called General Motors Institute. Went there for a couple of years and then transferred down to the University of Michigan. Got bachelor's and master's degrees in electrical engineering, and then went out to AT&T, Bell Laboratories in New Jersey, which at the time was probably the preeminent research and development institution in the world. It was really a great experience to work there, but I went there to get the experience that I knew I would need. After 7 years, I left, and you know, I had been working on a prototype of our first product with my two colleagues in my basement for 2 years before I ever left Bell Labs. We left these great jobs at this really highly, you know, regarded company to go and start a company in the basement. And, you know, a lot of our colleagues thought we had, you know, slipped a bolt or something.
It's something that would absolutely make sense to people today in 2017. So what was it like for you and your two partners getting a tech business off the ground in the mid-80s as an African-American? What was the climate?
Well, it was new. Everything we did was new, though. So, you know, again, the Civil Rights Act was passed, what, 1964, mm-hmm. Voting rights, 1965. So when we went to college in engineering, and we came through three very different paths and three different schools, but at the time we went to college, we were the first wave of African Americans, you know, in numbers, going to major universities to study engineering. And when we got to AT&T Bell Labs, we were the first wave of African Americans coming into that institution. We were in that first wave. And so when we left to start a company, it was unheard of, you know, for three African Americans to start a tech business in the basement. You know, you heard about people doing it. Hewlett-Packard, you know, started that way. Apple started that way around the same time we did. And Microsoft, you know, these were companies that were starting around that same time. But for three African-Americans to do it, I think it's even rare today. But one of the things we wanted to do was to prove ourselves and, to see if we can do it. I was certainly motivated. I was still thinking about the civil rights movement. I thought, I got all this great education, these great preparation. I want to see, what that means and if I can parlay that into this thing that I've always wanted to do.
I can imagine, David, a young person today looking at you, literally the American dream. You start a business from the ground up, wildly successful, and saying, well, yeah, but that was then. It's different now. It's harder now. What's your response to that?
Well, I think some things are harder now, but some things are easier now. And there are some common elements that are there. For example, I'm sitting in Tech Town right now. Tech Town is an entity that provides co-working space, provides incubation, advice to businesses, acceleration. I was just joking with my co-founders. We would have loved to have a place like this when we started our business. Our first business location was 800 square feet that we rented in a basement of a place called the Mini Mall in Red Bank, New Jersey. And the only, some of the other businesses that were there, there was a sandwich shop there. If you look across the hall, there was a modeling school called Barbizon where young girls would go and try to pursue their modeling dreams. But, nothing like this. So I think that for people with motivation and preparation, there are lots of opportunities out there today. On the other hand, I came along, as I mentioned before, at a time when the schools in Flint were some of the best in the country. Well, now a kid in Flint is, the schools in Flint are some of the worst in the country. And the opportunity to go to college, when I went to University of Michigan, my tuition was $275 a semester. I paid it myself, and now it's much more. So, there are barriers there that didn't exist back then, but there are also opportunities that didn't exist back then. So I think it is one of the things that I think we proved and that we wanted to prove to ourselves was that it is possible for us to build a world-class company that does business in multiple countries as African-American entrepreneurs. And I think that that is as true, if not truer, today.
Well, David and his fellow entrepreneurs, Stephen Moore and Charles Simmons, have a lot of great advice to offer about diversity and inclusion in tech. And they'll be doing that in a big discussion that'll be hosted by Tech Town Detroit and the Michigan Science Center. It's part of Tech Town's Candid Conversations and Code series. And it's all happening tomorrow evening, Friday, from 5:30 to 7:30, right there at the Michigan Science Center. Easy to find. It's on the corner of John R. and Warren in Midtown Detroit. So it's a chance for people to come and kind of really learn from what you've done, and Stephen and Charles, David, and hopefully you'll help grow a new crop of urban entrepreneurs.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to it. This is the first time, it's hard to believe, but it's the first time that Steve, Charles, and I have gotten together to tell this story, and I'm learning things about them that I never knew.
All these years.
When we were starting a business, we were just focused on starting a business. We didn't, have much time to talk about, our backgrounds and things. So I'm learning things myself from this discussion.
Well, it ought to be a great discussion again tomorrow evening from 5:30 to 7:30 Friday evening at the Michigan Science Center. David Tarver, entrepreneur and the founder of the Urban Entrepreneurship Initiative. And thank you so much, David, for being part of The Next Idea.
Thanks for having me, Cynthia.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.